Well, Miss Bree, this is our first chat of 2023 for Red Carpet Cafe. And for those of you that, yeah, for those of you who have been listening, first off, I'd like to say thank you. It's been not quite a year since we've dropped an episode, I think. And that's only because we've had life, dealing with my kids and employment and
your kids are employed.
So complicated. I wish it would make things fucking cheaper. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have dropped the F-bomb so early into what's supposed to be a family-friendly
on a bloopy episode.
I love my children. I do. But yes, if they were to get jobs right now, it would be sad. Yeah, exactly. And I know you've been busy as well, you know, life, work, etc. But I'm glad we were able to finally be able to sit down and get together and discuss this amazing show, Bluey, about a family of blue healers. Mom, Dad, which is an amazing
Chili and
show.
Bandit.
Yeah, Chili Bandit, Bingo, Bluey, and all of the cast of crazy characters that come along with that. This show, I didn't hear about it until it had dropped on Disney Plus, like most people in the United States. And it's an interesting show. The creator is Joe Brum. The studio that makes it is Ludo. I think it's pronounced Ludo. But I think they're tied into the BBC, even though it's Australian based. But I think maybe the BBC has some kind of rights to it, distribution rights.
Okay.
But Disney has the distribution rights over here in the United States. And maybe they also have it in Europe, too. I haven't paid close enough attention. But I feel like every season has 50-something episodes at some point.
Yeah, quite a few.
Season 3 just concluded, I want to say a couple months ago, 10 new episodes that everybody was excited for that Australia had been watching for some time. But here we are in September of 2023. There are still 10 episodes that have not aired outside of Australia. I've happened to have seen them all. There are ways. I'm not going to say if they're legal or not, because who am I to judge? But I wanted to see them. And there's some really good episodes. What I find fascinating, and I know you're not anywhere near as far into them as I am, only because my kids watch them in heavy rotation. And it's like a rinse and repeat. We go through all three seasons and start back over. But I find interesting about this show is even though it's basically a kid's show, it's not. The topics they talk about, some of them are pretty heavy and gear a lot of subtle humor towards adults that the kids don't even think twice about. And it's brilliant how it's written.
I would agree.
What are your thoughts so far on what you've seen?
So my introduction to Bluey was a little bit different than yours because I don't have kids at this point in my life. My boyfriend was visiting his family and his brother has kids and was like, you know, have you heard of Bluey? He's like, no, you've got to see this. And 26 minutes later, 4 episodes in, he's like, I'm just sitting here staring at the TV watching a cartoon, just completely sucked in. So the next time we were together, he was like, you know, you just have to see just one episode. You have to watch one episode. And now it's our like Sunday morning routine. We make coffee, we sit down, we watch 2 to 3 episodes of Bluey, and it's fantastic. I feel like, you know, to your point, it's obviously geared for kids, but there's enough subtle humor without being grotesque to make it for mom and dad also. I know that there's been quite a bit of hate not too long ago online about parents saying that it's setting unrealistic expectations for kids to have on their parents, which I thought was just taking it a little bit too far versus seeing it
Sure.
for, like, you know, again, like I said, I'm not a parent yet, but watching this, I'm like, damn, that's the kind of parent I want to be. I want to be able to do those kinds of things and, you know, spend. I now am working a career that affords me an amazing work-life balance. I have my weekends off. I have my holidays off, something in my entire career I've never experienced. And so the idea of having a family and starting a family and spending time with your kids, that's how I would want to spend it. And now, you know, I'm forging a life that would allow that. So I think it's fantastic. I love it. To your point too, with some episodes that are a little on the darker side, there's some that, you know, perhaps it depends on where we're at in the month when I'm watching it. But you know, I
Yeah.
found myself crying at a few of them before, like, oh
Sure.
man, that gets me
Absolutely.
a little bit. But they're fantastic. To your point earlier, you know, I'm not as far as you. I'm still only in season one because we only watch a couple of episodes here and there so that we can, you know, we want to be able to enjoy them together. So we save it
Sure.
for our time when we're together to be able to watch them. But I don't know, those, that's the best day, like the best, it's the highlight of my weekends. It's the best part of Sunday is first thing in the morning, coffee and Bluey.
If you look at not just the episodes, but like if you have an opportunity to listen to the soundtracks as they're going, some of the music that's composed or pulled from other compositions is just amazing and spot on. So like for example, I want to say I think the episode's name is Sleepy Time, and it's one where Bingo, the youngest of the pups, is kind of becoming is no longer viewing herself as a baby, and as she falls asleep, she has this series of dreams about her stuffed, you know, bunny rabbit and you know, missing mom, and it cuts from her sleeping and sleepwalking through the house, you know, in real time. And there's this piece of music that's played during it that every time we've seen this episode, it catches my wife Emily, to the point where she starts to choke up because it was a piece of music that was used during our wedding, but also it reminds her a lot of her own mom who passed away a few years ago. So it's an episode that inevitably there's waterworks that are happening during that time. So it's a very touching piece too. Plus, it kind of is a situation where you have Bingo looking up in the dream at the sun, and the sun is voiced by Chili and saying, you know, I may not always be here with you, but something to the effect of, you know, I'm not always going to be here, but I will always be with you, that type of thing. And of course, that doesn't help the emotional side,
For
like at
sure.
all. But yeah,
It
go
says on
ahead.
IMDb that for more than 2 years, this episode, the Sleepy Time episode, ranked a perfect 10 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah, I mean, you have to literally just be cold-hearted with no feelings to not look at it for what it is, and it's an amazing statement, but piece of art. For a 7-minute show, it's incredible. But they've covered so many different topics. Everything from Chili's sister who wants so badly to have, pups of her own, but can't for whatever medical reason. And so they've addressed that. They've addressed what theories have speculated is that based on a couple of episodes that you may not have seen yet, that Bluey may actually be considered a rainbow baby. Like Chili may have had a miscarriage early on. It's not been confirmed, but there's a lot of speculation based on the episodes that have played out the way they have. And if so, man, talk about some heavy subjects that none of the littles will even understand, but the adults are all like, oh, wow. But still well done.
Yeah, I and it is it's t again, it's just perfect. It's perfectly done so that everyone can sit down and watch it together.
I also love that in some of the episodes, you'll see not just the storyline play out, but when they get near the end, there's a quick flash forward of the future of, like Bluey and Bingo and Layla. You see them as, there's an episode perspective at one point where Layla, Bingo's friend in Kindy, is like, and that's why I'm friends with Bingo, and I hope we'll be friends forever. And you see them picture graduation, and they're standing there in their cap and gown, and I'm like, wow, that's really cool how they did that. Rusty, one of the characters that I thoroughly watch, or I enjoy, I should say, because he's such a cool character. His dad is a part of the army, and he's always playing army with his buddy Jack, who's a Jack Russell Terrier. And there's a episode that hasn't aired in the US yet called Cricket, and it's just told kind of narrated by Bandit, and Bandit and Lucky's dad and Bluey and all the friends are all playing cricket for a birthday party. And even Bandit goes, I don't remember whose birthday this is. But we were playing cricket, and then we asked Rusty to come to bat, and he said sure. And so he comes up, and he's like, "Oh, it'll be. We'll go eat." And Bandit goes to Bluey, "We'll go eat in a minute once we get Rusty out." And Bluey's like, "You're not going to get Rusty out." And then Bandit takes over in the narrating, going, "Little did we know." And then it flashbacks to Rusty playing cricket at different phases in his past and how he's become like this amazing player. And again, spoiler alert, at the end, they show you as an adult, little Rusty walking by with the cricket bat and waving to big Rusty who's playing professional cricket. And I'm like, that is so cool how they did that. That is so amazing. But it's just a little snippet at the end of the episode. So again, sorry, spoiler alert. I should have led with that to begin with. I think I did, but just some cool stuff. So from what you've seen so far, what would you say is your favorite episode and your favorite character?
I love Bingo. Bingo's my favorite, hands down.
My daughter loves
I
Bingo as well.
yeah, Bingo's my favorite. I think that like a lot of the lessons are like Bluey learning how to be a big sister, or Bluey learning how to not always try to be the leader of everybody. And then the episodes focused on Bingo are about like being a big girl and standing up for yourself. And I feel like she always says, just she makes me laugh the most out of all of them. Like I think that between Bingo and Bandit, they're my favorite. There are so many episodes that I've seen that each time I see, I'm like, oh, this is my new favorite. This is my new favorite. The only one I can think of right now, though, like at like the front of my mind, is the takeaway when they're getting the to-go food, and Bingo's always like, oh, I have to wee. Anytime Bingo has to wee, I'm in stitches. It's just, I think it's the funniest thing. Like anytime she ends up in the bathroom, which sounds like so childish, but it's just so funny the way that they do it. I'm trying.
Even though I don't really need to do a wee, I'm going to do one anyway. Otherwise, I might wet the bed.
That's very clever, Bingo.
It's called a tactical wee.
I think, what else? I thought the Calypso episode in season one was a really great, like, lesson learning one.
Oh yeah, Calypso is like a toddler whisperer. She's amazing.
There was another one where they are playing at the park, and they're playing, I think it's like they're playing pirates or whales or something, and then Bandit gets insecure as the dad because there's another dad there.
Pirates.
So yeah. he doesn't want to be, you know, because he's pretending to be the whale. So he's like, and then all of a sudden this other dad comes by to swing. And so Chili calls him out on it. But, you know, Bandit understands. The kids don't understand. And the whole time they're trying to get, I think, is it Mackenzie is the one who's afraid all the time?
No. Not Mackenzie. It's, and I'm sure someone on the other end listening is going, it's this one, you idiots. It's been a while since I've seen that particular one. No, she's
bitty.
Really
Missy,
tiny.
Missy.
I think
Missy?
You are correct, possibly. I'm
and
gonna look
she,
it up
she's,
at some
she's
point.
Always afraid. And so she doesn't, you know, because they're making the hammock go up and down, and it's,
they called
you
her
know.
At one point the lighthouse keeper because
yeah,
she decided she was gonna hide.
Yes. Yep. And so and that's really cool too. Like, I just love how, like, Chili's character and how creative she is to change things so quickly for the kids. And but yeah, so Bandit gets, you know, he starts like barely moving, and she's like, you have got to be kidding me. And then by the end, he gets the courage to become the whale again, and spoiler alert, she gets the courage to save the pirates. And then you can see the dad in the background, like, even though it's a cartoon, you can see the other dad in the background, like, way
kind of
to go,
looking,
dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Way to go, dad. So that's kind of cool, too. I really like that one. There have been very few episodes that I've seen where I've been like, eh, eh. Like, and I'm...
They're all,
you know,
entertaining, sure.
Yeah, and it's so easy to just sit down and watch a couple. It's, I think you said already, there's, you know, like 50 something episodes. So I think I'm like, I'm somewhere in the 30s. I don't know. I remember Bob Bilby.
Oh yeah.
Or Bill.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Bob Bilby. No, Bob Bilby. Yeah. The candy friend puppet that everybody
that
takes.
One was cute. And, you know, again, kind of takes it back to school too. So not everything is always involving the parents, but like, over time, you learn more and more about the parents and, you know, their life too. Oh, there's one where I think it's called Horsey or Horses or something like that, where Bandit and his brother are watching the kids, and they end up
Stripe.
Having to get married because the kids are like, oh, the horses are going to get married. Oh my gosh, that's Stripe, Uncle Stripe.
Yeah,
that one's really funny because, again, the interaction between him and his brother, it's like, again, like, as an adult, you're watching it and it's hilarious, where the kids are just happy that dads are playing with them. So I don't know,
I don't think you've come across the episode. I mean, I'm trying to think off the top of my head based on the episode count, the one where we get the introduction to the grannies.
I have seen it. Something like they like FaceTime them to see if they can dance.
No. This one is where Bingo and Bluey dress up like grannies, and all you hear is, "Here come the grannies," and they come walking in. Yeah, they come walking into the kitchen, and I forget who.
Oh yeah,
who
and Chili's like, no, not the
yeah.
grannies.
Bluey's chanting.
That's right. Yeah, and you know, at that point, they they're just basically causing a muck, but that's not the only time we see them. We also see them on an episode where Bandit is a bus driver, you know, a bus driver, where he makes a bus, and Chili is sitting on the bus, and Rita and Janet, the grannies, come on board, and they keep stopping his bus, going, you know, I need to go to Mahjong and like, they have these different stops and such and just causing a muck. But the grannies I think are some of the most classic, but it led to an episode in season three that's probably one of my favorites. It's called Granny Mobile, where
Oh boy.
Bluey and Bingo and Muffin are all hanging out in the car with mom and dad, and they're pulling into the house and they notice that the next door neighbor is doing a yard sale, and one of the items is an ECV and it has a $300 price tag on it, and they're like, let's go play Granny Mobile. So they get off and they're discussing amongst themselves what types of grannies they're going to be at, and then of course they ask the neighbor if they can play on it. It is probably one of the most chaotic episodes, but it leads me to almost like Muffin as my favorite. When that episode dropped on Disney Plus, I took the graphic that said Granny Mobile and I altered it on my Photoshop, and I put this episode of Granny's is that time when Muffin shook down an old lady for $1,200. Because seriously, it is crazy. One of the best. And I'm actually including the clip of that audio in this episode.
I'm buying it.
Fine. Give me $900.
What? The sign says $300.
$900!
I'm not paying $900!
Good, then I keep it.
Oh, it's like that, is it? You off.
No!
What?
I told you it's $900!
200 final offer.
1,000!
What? You're dreaming. 500.
11!
Outrageous!
If you don't want it, then don't buy it!
I'm not paying $1,100!
Why not?
Because it's ugly. And another thing, I don't like the colour.
Well, paint it!
You paint it.
You paint it. No, you paint it.
Fine. 1,100.
1,200.
What?
And 18 lollies.
Oh, you cheeky little. Fine. $1,200.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Yeah, I really like Rusty. I like Muffin. I think some of those episodes involving them are fantastic. I know there's an episode that's coming out that is yet to air in Australia or anywhere, and it's called Ghost Basket. The rumor that I've seen through various, and take it for whatever you want, it's the internet, is that it may be the first ever Halloween episode for Bluey. And from what I've read, Halloween is just hasn't been a big deal in Australia. And probably because it's kind of like their summer. October, November, December is really hot. So there's, who's going to go trick-or-treating door to door in 90 degree weather? Unless you live
I
in
would
Florida
not.
in the US.
No. No,
So
sir.
hopefully that will bear fruit. That's what I'm hoping to see
Bear candy.
really soon. Now, I don't think that this episode would be complete unless we talked about the two banned episodes.
There's two. I only knew about one.
There are two banned episodes. And actually, let me clarify, there's one that's currently banned on Disney Plus that they will not show, called Dad Baby. And
It's so good.
spoiler alert for those living in the United States, you can get it. It'll cost you a buck 99. You can buy it on iTunes.
Yeah,
It's
it's
available.
really good. I thought I was laughing the entire time.
The other one that was technically banned but then was released, but altered is, one second, and maybe I don't know, now I have to double check, maybe it wasn't released. It's called Teasing, and that was, I'm looking on my phone now, On
What
iTunes, you can
season?
buy the original one. It's you can buy it again. It's $1.99 on iTunes. It's in the block of episodes called Asparagus and Other Stories. But Teasing came out in 2019. And I want to say,
Is that season one still then, if it's 2019?
possibly. But Teasing was the episode. And the reason why it was originally banned is because some of the things that the kids said when it came to names, like calling someone a name that was teasing, that they later talk out in the episode, like, that's not my name. I don't want to be called that. Had origins that were considered to be insensitive in nature, in its nature, because of either, local tribes in Australia, making names or comments. It's like anything else that's possibly slang or derogatory.
Okay.
So that I believe it was altered and then re-released on Disney Plus. So it didn't include all that, but still the same effect. I mean, you're still,
Learning
dad
about
picking on,
teasing, you can't do
yeah,
that.
dad picking on the kids, and the kids didn't like it, and then he's trying to say, that's not teasing, and then he'd go, is it? And then, they would reflect on it, and yeah, sure enough. So, I mean, that was the whole point of the episode, is it's not cool to tease other people. But
Got
yeah,
it.
that was one that was originally not allowed, to be shown in the US in its original cut.
Okay. It looks like that's season one.
Oh, you found it? Okay.
Episode 48. But I don't
So,
know if it's actually on Disney Plus or not. I'll
oh,
look
gotcha.
while you say your next bit. I'll
Well,
look.
no, I was just going to ask you, though, since I know you've seen Dad Baby, what did you
Yes.
think of that?
I thought it was hilarious. Like I'm tr but I don't want to take this down a dangerous
Well,
path.
no,
So
but bingo. Bingo walks in.
I'm gonna tread lightly. Part of me can understand, like, okay, I get why they wanted to. No, I'm not gonna cross that line. Dad Baby, I thought was hilarious because I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna cross the line. Dad Baby was really funny because, I mean, if anyone hasn't seen it, the basic concept without giving anything away is that Bandit and Chili are not really in an argument, but in a tease, a disagreement about how hard or not hard it is to be a pregnant woman and carry around this baby
And give
for
birth.
9 months and then have the baby. Because Bluey and Bingo are asking about it. And so obviously Chili has her input on it, and Bingo or a Bandit, has his take. So he ends up putting on a baby carrier and carrying baby Bingo all day. And so the
Wait, time out,
interactions.
time out, time out, time out. Hold on. So let's just back that up for a second. Bingo walks into the room where they're at, holding basically that baby carrier, but she's like, "What's this?" And Bandit grabbed it and said, "Oh, that's your old papoose." And she's like, "What's a papoose?" And then that's when the explanation of, well, when the baby's born, we put you in here and hold you so it's easier to carry you. And so he's, for whatever reason, decides to strap it on him. And then
And
Bluey
Bingo
goes,
jumps right in.
"Hey, Bingo, get jump inside." And she's like, "Okay." And then climbs right in it. And then all of a sudden, "I know what we can play." He's like, "Oh no, let's play Dad Baby." And so he's like, "All right, if we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it properly." I loved the fact, though, that he goes, "Okay, so let me see. Oh, my legs. Oh, my back." And then she's like, Chili was reading a magazine, rolls it up, goes, "I'm just gonna get
And
this
hit,
ready."
gonna hit him.
And he's like, "Something about stretch marks." And then she starts smacking him in the head. He's like, "I'm with child." I'm sorry, but that was just a bit much until they get to the point where he's hungry and he goes to the fridge and he goes, "I want some of these dim sims." And as he goes to bite them, Bingo kept taking it out of his
Every
hand, going,
single time.
"Mine, mine." And then Lucky's dad getting forced to have to help
Help birth Bingo.
birth Bingo. Oh my goodness, that was
This isn't gonna end well.
Okay, you're pregnant with baby Bingo. So you have to act pregnant.
Okay, if we're gonna do this, let's do it properly. How to act pregnant?
I'm just gonna get this ready.
Oh, my back. Oh, my feet. Rub my feet, Louie. Rub my feet.
Panda healer.
I'm hungry. Oh, I need to sit down. Oh, where's my vitamin E cream? Something about stretch marks. Ow!
Ow! Dad,
Ow!
you have no idea
Ow!
what
Hey!
I went through.
How could you? Ow! I'm a child! Oh, slow down, Bluey. It's hard to run. Is she still following us? Whoops. I better clean that up. Oh, cheese and crackers. You're heavy, Bingo. Bluey, can you clean this up for me, mate?
Okay.
I'm gonna sit down.
Oh! Watch it, big belly.
Sorry. Whoop. Oh, man. I'm hungry.
Okay, remember, you're eating for two people now.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, watch it. So we've got cucumbers and radishes.
I've actually got cravings for these dim sims.
Dim sims?
The baby wants dim sims.
Okay. Mine.
Hey! I'll try again.
Mine.
Right.
Mine. Mine.
Hey, Bingo, I'm hungry!
Come on. Pregnant people need exercise too.
Oh man, this thing is uncomfortable. Oh, my back. Forget this. I need to sit down.
How's it going, pregnant man?
Oh, it's too easy, man. Don't know what all the fuss is about.
Oh, good. Well, soon you'll start feeling the baby kicking.
Oh, no. I'm sure that's not for a little while. Ow!
That was pretty funny. I think I laughed the hardest when I first saw it. It
Yeah,
was just over
I
the
thought it was
top.
really funny. It looks like teasing is on Disney Plus.
And you said it was season one, episode 40 something?
48. 48.
48?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's the altered one. But
Okay.
it doesn't lose anything. I mean, all it does is it polishes it up and makes it obviously less offensive. But yeah, it still
Same
nails the point,
story.
brings it home. Yeah, nothing else has changed other than the names that they used. It was good stuff.
And let's see, season two is when Dad Baby came out, and it should have been episode 13.
Yeah, it's completely bypassed, so it's not like they jump episode numbers in Disney
Yeah.
Plus, they just don't include it.
Yeah, there should be 52 episodes, and there are only 51 on Disney Plus. No Dad Baby. It's funny. I don't have kids, so take it with a grain of salt. I don't really think that in the grand scheme of things, I don't really understand exactly why it needed to be banned, but I'll just leave it at that.
Well, it banned its character at one of the episodes. Actually admits, I do this to I bring this upon myself. Like anytime these bad things happen, it's
Yeah.
because he
Yeah,
does
he
something to
instigates.
semi-initiate it.
Yeah, he's an
Absolutely.
instigator.
But
Yep.
there is a character you've not met yet that is truly funny also, and that would be Unicorse. Unicorse is a puppet that Bandit uses to try and teach Bluey a lesson, but he's so bad about everything. His catchphrase is, And why should I care? And it drives Chili absolutely bonkers. We've now seen him in two episodes. He's popped up, and both of them are worth the watch. So I look forward to hearing from you about what your thoughts are on that particular character.
Once upon a time, there was a village, and in the village, everyone walked around barefoot.
Ah, yay!
Unicorns! I can't see the page!
And why should I care?
I forgot about the catchphrase.
If you block the words, Mum can't read the story.
And why should I care?
But the stories are nice.
My story was nice. It had a unicorn in it. This one has zero unicorns. And the ending's boring. She just makes sure...
Don't spoil the ending.
Why not?
Because Bluey hasn't heard it.
What should I get?
Unicorns, I'm trying to make you a nice unicorn.
Okay. Please continue, Millie. I won't spoil the ending. Where she makes shoes.
Unicorns!
One day, the queen decided to get off her litter and have a walk around.
Changed my mind. Oh, wait, changed it again. Actually, I will. Nope, not today. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down,
down. Unicorns. That is bad behavior.
Meh, 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 meh.
Oh, so is that.
Meep, 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 meep.
Shall we continue?
Oh, yes.
Meep.
So the queen walked a few steps and stood on a prickle. Ouch.
Unicorns, that's mean. How would you feel if you stood on a prickle?
I feel good. I feel so good I dance.
You wouldn't dance. You'd be crying like the queen.
Well, maybe she should wear some shoes.
Unicorns.
Anyway, the queen discovered that her whole kingdom was covered in prickles. What was she to do?
Make shoes.
Bluey.
Oh, I know. Unicorns, what's your favorite food?
Children.
Oh.
Just kidding. I like chicken bucket.
Oh, great. Look, here's some chicken bucket.
Ah, thank you. Mighty kind.
Okay, we're good to go.
But in the meantime, is there anything that you wanted to add before we wrap this up?
I mean, just a couple of like behind the scenes talking points, I guess, of Bluey.
Yeah.
That I found very interesting. Number one, up until I think earlier this year, the people who voiced Bingo and Chili, they were on like Good Morning America or something to that effect. That was their first time ever physically meeting each other in person.
Yeah.
So they're able to, you know, record virtually, however they're doing it, separate from one another, and still have this chemistry through these characters. It sounds weird to say chemistry when it's, you know, a cartoon, but like it's just really good. And you never see specific credits or IMDb credits of Bingo and Bluey, because it's my understanding that it's like the producers, it's their kids who are voicing all of the other characters, which is also interesting too, because I've seen clips from season 2 and 3. I haven't seen full episodes or a series of episodes, and you can hear like the voices change from season 1 just as the kids are starting to get older. So I think if they continue utilizing the kids as they have, I think it'll be really interesting to see where Bluey goes from here. Are they going to stay kids, or are they going to, you know, become preteens, teenagers, young adults? Like, and that's the kind of like funny thing too, is that I think that if they do this right, they can do Bingo and Bluey for their whole lifetime. Because I think that, again, as adults, it's still going to continue to be relatable. And as the kids watching it now, they're going to want to keep following Bingo and Bluey into, you know, age with them. And it's, and every lesson that's learned is so timeless. I think that it's truly like the new Barney. Like, Barney was supposed to be timeless. Barney taught everyone sharing and loving your neighbor and all this stuff. And, you know, while those lessons are still valid, Barney's a little outdated, you know? So I think I truly feel that this, because it's a cartoon, I think that I think it's going to be very timeless, and I'm just looking forward to seeing how long it can possibly go for.
Well, they also do that to protect the children, from being hounded by media and stuff like that.
For sure,
And
for
I'm all
sure.
for it. I took the kids and Emily to Bluey's big day. You know, the play that they were doing on tour,
okay.
and it was a packed house in Tampa. It was a packed house, and I can see why you would want to protect the identities of the young ones involved, just because. You know, here are all these parents and kids that are like really like into it. I imagine that it's probably chaotic for their close-knit friends that know about it, you know. So no, I get it, and it makes sense. But in the meantime, thank you again, Bree, for joining me on this episode, and hopefully we'll be able to get some kind of a reasonable schedule together to do more recordings in the future. I'm Eric Root, and
I'm Bree Prout. Wow, I haven't
been
said
listening
that in so long.
And you've been listening to the Red Carpet Cafe podcast. We had to shut down BKRPN. It was costing me too much money. We don't take money. We haven't monetized or anything like that. And maybe that's my own fault, but a lot of the stuff that we play on here, including music, we don't
still
own
the BKPRN network.
Yes, without
that's
the website.
Still a thing. Maybe it'll come back eventually. We'll see.
We don't own the rights to any of the music and the clips that we played. We just do this for fun. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and hopefully you'll listen to us again next time. But thank you all, and everybody have a great day. Stay safe, and bye for now.